This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Did you realize, my friends, what a devastating role the United States of America is playing at this point around the world? Now, we've all heard about some devastating developments, but did you really understand and realize how bad it is? I'd like to give you a few articles today, a short overview, to make you aware of how terrible the reputation of the United States and the role of the United States overseas and within this country actually has become. Here's an article by Yahoo News, dated July 9, saying this. As the crisis, and we're talking about now the crisis in Iraq, has deepened, U.S. contractors, U.S. embassy personnel, and most of the U.S. service members from the embassy's Office of Security Cooperation have abandoned the threatened capital of Baghdad. The exodus has coincided with Russian contractors and support personnel pouring in to help launch 25 Russian warplanes that Moscow is rushing to Iraq in its hour of need. The retreat of U.S. contractor and embassy personnel and failure to follow through in a timely fashion on U.S. promises of military equipment for Iraq is feeding a widespread narrative of declining American influence and commitment to the Middle East. The perception of a U.S. retreat from the region was reinforced by the Obama administration's failure to follow through on promised military strikes against Assad's regime in Syria after it used chemical weapons last year, emboldening Assad's security forces and badly demoralizing the more moderate Syrian rebel factions. Saudi Arabia, the article goes on to say, has repeatedly distanced itself from Washington in disagreements over U.S. nuclear talks with Iran, inaction in Syria, and opposition to the military coup in Egypt. Critics say a pattern is developing of once staunch allies going their own way out of frustration with the U.S. inaction. Now, if you think that was strong, listen to the next article, which was published in the Washington Times on July the 6th, saying this. Maybe we have been conned. There's a growing recognition that Barack Obama is an incompetent poser, working out of his depth, and his administration is a gang that cannot shoot straight. There is a lot of evidence to support that belief. Everything he touches becomes a bloody mess, like crushed bones and bits of flesh caught in the tracks of a tank sliding through a rank of soldiers or civilians. Iraq, Syria, Egypt, all gone, as prospects for countries with a prosperous and democratic future. The reset with Russia, meant to ensure that America and the replacement Republic of the old Soviet Union can be friends, is a reset, sure enough. The new Russia looks more like a reset to the Cold War, more adversary than friend, transformed by a feckless American president and an ambitious Russian leader eager to take advantage of weak and incompetent American leadership. The humanitarian crisis on the southern border is the most persuasive evidence of all that America is adrift in a sea of incompetence, blown about by every ill wind that blows. The mighty ship of state is bereft of a rudder, traveling in endless circles, with a captain stumbling on the bridge, trying to make sense of navigation charts he cannot read. However, this may be ascribing to incompetence what is better explained by conspiracy. Mr. Obama promised in 2008 that he intended to transform America, and he is well on his way. But as we will see, he didn't only transform America. The ruins of American foreign policy are not likely to catch the attention of a culture drunk on the entertainment of the trivial, the trifling, and the unimportant. But everybody begins to notice when the chaos comes close, when those responsible for monitoring the border begin to tremble and sag under the weight of a tsunami of illegal immigration. This week, a Texas congressman who does not have the luxury of looking the other way because he sees trouble in every direction he looks, said what the nice people think must never be said. the tsunami will change everything. Either we are going to enforce our laws and remain strong, economically or otherwise, or we ignore the rule of law and go to being a third world country, Republican Louis Gohmert, a Republican, told Fox News. We've got to follow the law. You cannot bring hundreds of thousands of people in this country without destroying the country. Then there is no place that people can dream about coming. Now, along those lines, we find an interesting comment published by Newsmax on July 8, saying this. Conservative commentator Pat Buchanan has slammed President Barack Obama's inaction on the immigration crisis while warning that a country that cannot control its borders is no longer a country. As Ronald Reagan said, a country that won't or can't control its borders is not a country anymore, Buchanan said. But the truth is, he went on to say, if you do not get control of folks pouring into our country from all over the world, they will alter the character and composition of your country and change it forever without the consent of the American people. And then he actually blasted former President George Bush as well, saying both presidents are responsible for the failure. Now, in Germany, until not too long ago, Barack Obama was looked upon as almost like a messiah-type figure. But that perception has changed drastically, partially because of the NSA scandal, but also partially because of the fact that they also recognize that he is not doing anything productive. Now, I'm still amazed how many Germans do still support him, because here in this country, as we all know, he was voted to be the worst president America has ever had. But nevertheless, Deutsche Welle wrote this on July 10. The U.S. has abdicated its responsibility as an umbrella of security and of dialogue in the Middle East. Hassan Meinemne, a senior fellow and Mideast expert at the German Marshall Fund, told Deutsche Welle. U.S. policies in the region have been nothing short of disastrous, he said. Over just a few years, the Middle East has been transformed into a region overcome by a single highly dangerous crisis. Conflict in Libya, Egypt, Iran and Syria, the bloody fighting tearing apart Iraq, and the dramatically inflamed Palestinian-Israeli conflict are back at the focus of world attention. Following Palestinian rocket attacks and Israeli reprisals, the conflict threatens to reach a new level of escalation. After the peace initiative promoted by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry went nowhere, the Americans are now seemingly powerless, their efforts in tatters. And then this person blames President Barack Obama's indecisiveness. Much of the chaos that we are witnessing in the region comes from the vacuum the U.S. has left behind. Its strategic umbrella and strategic vision are no longer there to serve as anchors for the policy and the strategy of all the local actors who are U.S. allies. And on and gone the complaints go. Here's one by Victor Davis Hansen, a security policy expert, saying, how Obama lost the Middle East is something we need to understand. It says, the president is putting politics and ideology ahead of preserving hard-won gains in the region. And then you have the liberal Washington Post agreeing, saying the fighting in Iraq is a particularly dramatic example of the failure of current U.S. Middle East policy. The paper's Jackson Deal writes, the Obama administration's strategy of recreating a unified Iraq under a strong central government will, like its previous Middle East schemes, prove a mirage. The critics don't stop. According to Deutsche Welle, the administration's indecisiveness is ultimately responsible for the chaos. I couldn't otherwise explain why it was possible for Syria to be an incubator of jihadism that is vaster and more dangerous than what we have seen in Afghanistan. The Obama administration has developed a bad habit of founding its Middle East strategies on wishful thinking. It's fair to say that America has somehow managed to alienate friends, embolden enemies, and multiply radical Islamic terrorists. Did you get that? The Americans did that. The U.S. government did that. They are held to be responsible for the chaos in the Middle East. He goes on to say the administration's indecisiveness has badly wounded U.S. standing in the region. It is weaker than it has been a long time. The Obama administration threatens the Egyptian generals with an end to the billions in military aid if they continued human rights violations, only for security or Secretary of State John Kerry to travel to Cairo a short time later to sheepishly announce the resumption of military aid, only a few days after supporters of former President Morsi were sentenced to death en masse. Ultimately, the region needs an outside power to serve as mediator, the article says. Now, that brings me to the point of the program today. America has lost all its standing in the region. They are not going to be any forceful, influential mediator anymore. But a mediator is coming, quote unquote, a mediator is coming. And the Bible has been telling you this for hundreds, if not thousands of years. When I say you, I'm talking about the reader. Anybody who reads Scripture and understands what Scripture says will come to that conclusion that a mediator is going to intervene in the Middle East to bring, quote unquote, peace to the region. But it's not going to be the United States of America. It is going to be, believe it or not, a United States of Europe under German leadership. The Bible makes this very clear. Prophetic books makes this very clear. We have one, the Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord. This book that explains to you what is going to happen. Why the United States of America is in a position it is in right now. Why is this terrible lack of confidence and trust in the U.S.? There are reasons for that. Here is another booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. It also tells you the reasons. It tells you why you cannot expect, you shouldn't look towards the United States for help in any of these regions. They're not going to. The leadership today is not willing to. And God has decreed it that that should be the case. You need to know why. So please ask for these two booklets and we'll keep you informed about the developments in the Middle East and Europe and the United States of America and the looming disaster we are all facing. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.